Welcome back to the City of Palms podcast. Two brothers got together to shine light on talented individuals in the Southwest Florida area. Thank you for watching, viewing, and subscribing.
Episode 119.
We back and we clanking. It ain't beers, but it's root beer. That's that IBC, dude. If you know, you know. IBC, if you're watching the YouTube, you can see the visual. The root beer that comes in a glass bottle, you can find it at most grocery stores. It's the stuff that, like, dude, we had this on occasion. Whoa. Hey, yo. Whoa. That's that IBC, my boy. IBC's fire. You don't know. Now you know. Thank us later.
You can fire that guy.
What up, dude? How you doing? We can't fire that guy. He's got too much. He plays too big of a part. The co-host. He's the,
editor.
The editor. The filmer.
Graphic
production
designer.
Manager. Graphic designer. GoPro start recording. He's you. Wait. Stan featuring Ditto. Those who didn't catch the reference, dude, we're back. Another Saturday night. I feel energetic because, dude, I think I'm gonna start every. That's bad podcasting. I'm playing. That's gonna be my inside joke. You call me out on that too, but I'm just. It's not bad podcasting. Just a joke. It won't be the inside joke from here on. It looked like you weren't down for it. Like, you were just like, nah, I won't do it. Nah, because what's really bad podcasting, too, is probably this.
Get low.
You can't do that with IBC, bro. It'll sneak up in them lungs, boy. It sneaks up in them lungs.
Man, did it have cane sugar back when we used to drink it when we were kids?
Like a hit of a cigarette.
Because I feel like it, I feel like it tastes a little different than it used to. But I see it's got made with cane sugar on it.
I don't know, dude. I was younger than you. You think I'd remember if it was cane sugar?
True.
I got no clue. I know it was good, and it tastes. I don't know, man. Since 1919, they've been around. Soda wasn't even around, but that's bad. So, burping on mic, that's terrible podcasting. We share, ooh, that's terrible podcasting. Blowing into the mic, but we share mics. Nah, nobody touches the mic. Dude, 1919, was soda even around in then? That's crazy, bro. 1990, oh, yeah. Was sugar even here?
1919. When was World War One?
Hey, Siri, when was World War One?
It happened from July 28th, 1914 to November 11th, 1918.
Thanks. So
just
that was
before soda was invented. Just before IBC, dude. Hey Siri, when was soda invented?
The answer I found is 1767.
1767.
Hey Siri, what was the first soda invented?
Okay. I found this on the web for what was the first soda invented. Check it out.
You can't just tell me.
You can't just tell me.
The cool thing was when I asked my phone, it come because my Bluetooth to the Rodecaster.
Oh yeah,
the listeners heard it. Hear that.
Yep.
But when the second one came through the iPad.
So yeah.
Maybe they heard it through the mic. You heard it here first, dude. What was that?
1767.
Was United.
That's before the United States.
That's
was
what
a
I'm
thing.
Saying, dude. Wasn't that 1776?
Yeah.
Wow, and when was soda around? 1767. Wow.
And now we're a history podcast.
I mean, just imagine a guy who's like, I mean, dude, the first soda was probably like water from a river and like spit and sugar.
How would you even carbonate back then?
Put a straw and just blow into it?
Just blow your own air into it.
Literally.
Till the liquid keeps some of the air. And just seal it up real tight.
I mean, it was probably flat soda. Like, it was probably not soda like today. Probably like, it's probably like Diet Coke.
Yeah, the first soda was Diet Coke.
Have you ever had the diet soda?
Yeah. I don't really drink soda, though.
Me either.
And I definitely don't drink diet soda.
I kind of, if I drink soda, I'm going to drink Coke, Pepsi, or Sprite. But
the only times I'll drink soda, at like a party, maybe, I'll like grab a soda if like soda's available. But normally the only time I drink soda is if I'm like eating out and I choose to not get water. Sometimes I'll grab a little root beer.
I like a soda after I skate.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Not me.
I love a soda. Dude, after you skate.
Involving anything skating? Hell no.
After.
Not me.
That's the keyword, after.
No, you see, I'll splurge with like a milkshake or something after if I'm going to get like some sort of sugary.
The reason, and I heard this on Joe Rogan. So when he was doing Sober October one year, when it was a fitness challenge, they were trying to lose as much weight as possible. And he was like, oh yeah, I'd be like running on the treadmill. He'd run on the treadmill for like 6 hours. And he'd be like, oh yeah, I'd run on the treadmill and like, instead of water, I'm drinking cream soda. And I'm like, you're crazy. But what he explained is like, you sweat out so much sodium that a soda can actually be like
beneficial,
almost nourishing to a work, like to replenish your body for what it needs
for sugars and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The sugars will, and it's not the most, like, you know, it's not the best thing you could drink, but he did say that there are some slight benefits, you know, sugar, energy, slight energy. The whatever I just said, what is that?
Sugar.
The sodium.
Sodium, yeah.
To replenish. Yeah, so I don't know. I like it. Like if I skate hard, I love to like go to Chipotle, get a meal and get like a Coke. That'd be.
Yeah, that's a little. See, if I go to like a burrito spot or like go like get a meal like that, sometimes like, yeah, you're right. Like a nice soda with that, especially root beer. Usually root beer will be my choice.
It's true.
That hits different. I don't really like soda though. Just sugary stuff in general. Actually, that's funny. This goes on to one of my two questions. Because like, I always regret it whenever I do, sometimes even with, I mean, especially with milkshakes, but like anything that's really sugary, it almost like makes me just feel gross. You know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure.
Like just like makes my stomach upset and stuff. And I usually regret, drinking a soda or something like that just cause it's like too much sugar, I guess, which is weird. Cause I'm like, dude, as a kid.
Yeah, I don't, I
drink like 3 root beers.
I'll pass down a soda. Like I'll turn it down if I'm not feeling it, but I'm also one that like I've heard people say like I was at a dinner one time and you know it was like 8 p.m. right, and someone was like, "Oh, I'll switch to water." Like they're drinking Coke. They're like, "I'll switch to water because if I have Coke like after, you know, after at this hour, I'm going to be up all night." And I'm like, "What? I can drink a Coke at like 10:50 and be a bed and like by 11. I don't, but I mean I could. It doesn't like keep me up like that. It really, it really doesn't do anything, I feel. In that type of sense. Maybe it does. But it probably would if I were to drink a lot.
But we drink Cafe Bustelo for our like caffeine kicks. So like the caffeine from a soda is nothing at that point. You know?
Yeah. I think I was even that way though too. Yeah. I mean, I feel like I haven't drank coffee for that long, and that now it's been a bit actually. Years just keep flying by, but I used to drink more soda than I did coffee. Before I drank coffee, I was a avid soda drinker.
Yeah, you're big on Coke, right? Coke and Sprite.
Yeah, bro. Coke for sure. Like when I worked construction, dude, it's bad, dude. Like I would bring 3 Cokes a day, and drink them all. Like I would drink one at lunch, one, like, at, like, 3.
And then one on your way home?
And then one on my way home. And it literally got to the point where I would have to, like, almost force myself to drink the one on the way home. But I would do it because I would want something, like, flavorful as I'm driving home. But it wouldn't even be enjoyable. That's what, because it's been sitting in my lunch truck sack all day, and it would be like relatively cold, but not like ice cold, you know? And then when I'd have a fountain soda, it would be like a whole new, like I was like, dude, it got to a point where I was like, I'm only drinking fountain soda. Because it's like that carbonation would hit different. Especially from like McDonald's, dude. They got like 10,000 more, like, I don't even know, dude. Their thing is carbonated. Like, I know. It hurts. Like, they're Sprite.
Yeah, it's you like, chug it and you're like,
bro, that'll clean a radiator out.
For real.
But yeah, so then it got there. And then yeah, I actually had like, I haven't told really this on the podcast, but I'm pretty sure I had like a kidney stone from drinking all that soda.
I bet. Do you think at that point you would drink more soda than water? Because I thought that's what caused kidney stones, is like just not drinking enough water. Especially if you're drinking like soda instead of water.
Not really. There we go. There we go. I was sounding probably off for a little bit because my mic, I was talking into like the side of my mic. Not really. I was still drinking a ton of water, but honestly, with me, I think it has to do with, I don't know. I feel like, I don't know, dude. I feel like, I don't know if I'm overthinking this or whatever, but I mean, one, it's not good to drink that much soda. But when I did drink that much soda, I drank a lot of water too. But I think too, it's having too much liquid. Like, if you drink too much liquid, like, this goes for anybody, but, like, dude, when I was, like, drinking, like, a gallon of water a day, if I wasn't, like, there, you know, skating every day, which, you know, you don't, you're, like, at work and, you know, working out, you would try to drink a gallon a day, dude, I would have to pee, like, every 15, 20 minutes, and it would suck, because it's, like, the feeling of having to pee never really went away. It's, like, you're peeing all the time, at least for me. So, I also, too, feel like with drinking... I was drinking an adequate amount of water and then adding three sodas to that. It's just like, it's a lot of freaking liquid to fit in like this little bladder that I have. Mm-hmm. You know, I feel like, yeah, I'm not a huge guy. And especially my torso, I feel like is smaller. I feel like if anything, I have like a smaller set torso, which means my intestines. I mean, my stomach's not big, bro. My ribs are here. My pelvis is here. So my bladder is somewhere in between these lines. And there's a lot in this little circle. Intestines and all that.
Mm-hmm.
So... bladder is probably small, you know, it's probably like that big.
Yeah.
You think three Cokes in there alone, it's like, no wonder something's going on. But yeah, I don't know.
Dude, Gabe told me the other day he aims to drink 2 gallons a day. He regularly drinks 2 gallons a day. He also runs like a 5K every day.
Yeah, see, that's where you're sweating out a lot of it. Yeah. Like on days where I'm skating, I can drink a gallon. On an average day where I'm skating and I get a gallon, if we skate and like if it's a day of skating and we're like out in the streets, I'm probably gonna almost finish the gallon just skating, you know, for like 4 or 5 hours, 6 hours. And easy, even if we just go to Veterans and chill, I'm drinking half gallon.
Oh,
so,
for sure.
But you need it when you're skating, you know, it's like when you're doing something like that, you're sweating so much out.
True.
When I go dirt biking, I can drink water forever because I just have a huge Camelback on my bag with like I think it holds like 2 or 3 liters, and that thing gets filled probably twice on a day that I go out to ride 2 or 3 times, plus Gatorades on the side here and there, a soda at lunch. I love dirt biking, dude. I need to go out to the track soon. I've been looking at trucks on Marketplace. Not that I'd pull the trigger. I really, the more I'm looking at them too, I'm like, I don't want a truck. I'm happy with my setup now, but I'm thinking about getting a hitch to put on the Camry and just haul. I was thinking about the G37. I could get a cool one for the G37, but I don't want to put the... Like, I saw Judah got one on his Corvette, so I was like, all right, let me look at one for my G37, because I got power. I could pull, like, a trailer, put my dirt bikes on it, pull ramps. But I was like, I don't want to put the damage on it. It's putting too much strain on it, especially with an exhaust. Like, it's just not me. But the Camry, throw it on the Camry.
It's an idea.
I'd do it. I just don't think the Camry would really pull.
Yeah, wouldn't pull too much.
Too much, yeah.
The question I had, we kind of like started going past it, but the question I had was, what's a food you used to love as a kid that you never really want anymore? Because we were talking about root beer and stuff like that, and like how, you know, I could down like 3 root beers when I was little.
Yeah, I mean,
there's a lot of foods that I just really don't ever eat anymore that used to be my favorite foods as a kid. Mac and cheese. I never have mac and cheese anymore, ever.
Yeah, I don't like mac and cheese.
Pennsylvania, that was like my go-to as a vegetarian. Now I'll avoid it at all costs.
That's good. I don't know, man. I mean, sweet stuff. Like, I don't like as much sweet stuff, like you said. But I don't know if there's really anything that.
You've always been kind of reserved in your taste buds.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
What about the opposite? Is there anything you used to hate as a kid that you now love as an adult? Or has it pretty much stayed the same?
No, it's gotten better. Yeah, there's other things that I've definitely thought I didn't like. And I tried them and I liked them. I'm trying to think.
I used to hate mayonnaise. I used to like, dude, I would avoid mayonnaise like I...
I still do, yeah.
Like I would avoid cottage cheese. But cottage cheese, I still hate that stuff. But mayonnaise, I'll put that on sandwiches all the time now.
Oh, you know what? I remember what it is. You said something we liked as a kid but don't like now?
Uh-huh.
Ranch dressing.
Yeah.
I used to eat ranch on all my salads.
Dude,
no
I dip it in pizza. Or dip my pizza in ranch sometimes. That used to be my go-to, bro. Uh-huh.
I wouldn't do that, but yeah, I would just
eat ranch anymore.
I would just eat ranch on salads, and then one day, I hated the taste of ranch. And it was when I was working in the restaurant, and I found out the main thing of ranch is mayonnaise. And I was like...
Is it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
100%. Like, ranch is like 90% mayonnaise, 10%...
Is it really?
...seasonings and a little other thing. Yeah, it's a mayonnaise-based, what? Mayo-based... dressing.
Makes you look at everything different. You remember when mom told us that that cottage cheese was in lasagna? Lasagna used to be one of our favorite dinners.
Yeah.
And after she said that, we realized the white little like stuff in it was... It's usually ricotta, isn't it? But she said that she put cottage cheese.
Yeah. Which is disgusting. Which is... Dude, if you invite me to your barbecue and you do some stuff like that, man...
I just...
it probably comes out the same, but I hate all cheeses. It's another thing. I used to eat that lasagna. I would never eat any lasagna now. Like, I look at lasagna and I'm like,
cheese in the middle,
dude.
Cheese on top.
Cheese all over.
Cheese casserole. Cheese and pasta casserole. See, but with me, there's really I can't think of many things, because I still love the taste of ranch. I could still dip pizza in ranch and probably love it. There's just a lot of things I just choose to not eat anymore that I used to love as a kid. Like, lots of sugary stuff. And mac and cheese. Like, mac and cheese is still probably one of my favorite foods. I just won't eat it because of how, like, I feel afterwards.
Yeah.
You know? Got to.
Yeah. Yeah, that's...
I'm glad I figured that out, because for the longest time, dude, I would just... You know when you just, like, feel off sometimes? You just, like, feel, like, gross, like, weighed down and this and that? Once you find the, like, thing you're eating or, like, category of foods you're eating that kind of, like, make you feel that way and you stop eating them, you feel so much better.
For real. I feel like there was something that I didn't like as a kid that I like now. I mean, I know there's things.
Any, like, meats or anything like that?
I mean, I always... The meats that I can really think of is just not really getting the opportunity to try them as a kid.
Yeah.
Like, calamari is something I tried. When I tried it, though, for the first time, I liked it. Mussels, same deal. So it's not...
Scallops
like,
are something I thought I would always hate. But having them at Tokyo Bay, scallops are fire.
Yeah, scallops are good. Scallops are right. I don't love them. Sea bass, too. It's like, I love sea bass. That's my favorite fish.
I don't
sure.
know if I've ever had sea bass.
So good.
I don't really have fish too often.
Me either. When I do, it's sea bass. Like, for real. I go to Cantina Laredo, Amphel Tower, and they got, like, a sea bass. A thing. It's like their most expensive thing on their entree. Sea bass is expensive, but it's so good, dude.
I think Divieto had a sea bass dish too.
Oh, yes, they do. The Chilean sea bass. That's
yeah.
where I first tried it.
Oh.
When I first started Divieto and I opened it, they gave us all. It was a mock dinner because we opened the restaurant, so all the workers got to come in for free with their family. And I brought Zach and Megan, so it was me, Bree, Zach, and Megan, and we all went. And it was weird, though. They didn't say this, like, until you got there. Right when you walked in, they gave you, like, a thing, and at a, you know, four, you could only bring four people. So out of four people, you got a menu with four items on it. And one four different items. And you could pick either, you know, that was your choices, you know. So
you had four options.
Yes.
Everyone had four options to choose from.
Yeah, and it's like I couldn't get a steak, you know what I mean? Because I didn't have the steak on my card out of my four. Like in my head when I'm thinking, oh, they're going to give me a free dinner, I was like, I'm going to get that steak. Like, yes, like I'm going to get. But then I got there. They're like, here you go. This is your menu for your table. And it's like it was sea bass, eggplant parmesan, maybe lasagna. And, oh, there was a steak. I think it was a special steak. And it had, like, mushrooms on it. It was the one that I wasn't going to get. It was the Divietto. I think they call it Divietto special steak or something like that now. They might call it something different. But it's basically, like, mashed potatoes and, like, little sliced, like, sirloin around it. And, like, mushroom gravy sauce around it. I do like it. I ended up trying it. But, like, that I was going to get a different steak. And
you went I get with the there.
I went with the sea bass, yeah, because that was on my thing. So I tried.
Wait, did
it.
Everyone get the same menu?
No.
What?
Like, that's table weird. Across from me, I'm like, oh, he got the steak I wanted. Like, everybody got something
Why
different.
Why would they do that?
The theme of it, the reason they, because I asked, yeah, I was like, why? And the reason they did it was, like, they were hoping, their goal was, like, because all the team members kind of work together, so the only people at this mock dinner were the team members and their family, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So they were hoping that, like, it would all be kind of like, oh, I go over to Reese's table and, like, try his steak. And, like, he comes over to mine and, like, tries my
sea bass. Oh, to make sure everyone orders basically the whole menu. Mm-hmm. Like, if you only give one table four items,
yeah,
they have to get something out of that mm-hmm. four. So if you gave everyone the whole menu, maybe no one in the whole restaurant would get sea bass.
Mm-hmm.
I get it.
Yeah. So, and it was experience to give the line cooks cooking every menu item.
That's
it was
a good
experience
idea.
To give the food runners, because the way they did it, too, is, like, half the restaurant, the mock dinners were Friday and Saturday. Half the restaurant worked on Friday and did the mock dinner for some employees on Saturday.
That's
then
cool.
It was vice versa. So I worked like Friday and then had Saturday. And so, yeah, it was good. And that's where I tried sea bass. What was cool, too, is because the way they did their training when we opened the restaurant, it was literally like school. It was like a week of like school where we come in, we study, we like take tests every day and stuff like that. But then when we got into the actual restaurant and they could actually start cooking food, they would prep the food like every day when we got into the restaurant they started prepping the food to where everybody got to try it. So even before that mock dinner I had probably had every menu item close to it, at least tried it.
Mm-hmm.
So it was cool. Sea bass is good.
Shout out Divietto, they're still there too. Still killing it.
It's not even that overpriced either. When I worked there, I was like, oh, this place is expensive. But now I like look at the menu, and to be honest, I mean, for what you're getting there, the prices, because I feel like Divietto kind of slightly raised their prices, but other restaurants seem to like significantly raise their prices, some of them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, dude, I forget where I went. Where did I order from the other day? Carrabba's, which has always been like,
the cheaper eating
the cheaper at time, especially when you're comparing it to Divietto.
Yeah.
Their chicken parmesan was $20.
What?
And Divietto's, when I worked there, was like $18.50. And I think now it's like $20. But your chicken you get at Divietto is like that big. They mm-hmm. give you so much pasta. And Carrabba's, you get two pieces of chicken, but they're smaller. They're thin. They don't taste nearly as good. Like, dog, I don't know what's in that Divietto breading. But oh my gosh, they're fried chicken.
Yeah, they kill it.
Dude, we got to go back to CP freaking K, dude, to use these, to use those little things. They CPK. Expire. Yeah. The buy one, get one.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah,
they
we do.
They expire Tuesday.
Ooh.
I'm going to go tomorrow. Buy one, get one. And they gave us two. Like, that's a great deal. I'll
go
be
tomorrow?
At CP. No, no.
Go
did he give you two?
I think so, yeah.
He gave us four.
They should be in my wallet.
Okay.
I can't go tomorrow, but
yeah,
I would love to go tomorrow.
I know. Dude, something I just figured out, too, that I wanted to pick your brain about. Well, I didn't just figure it out. Do you know those things that are, like, in the urinals?
Yeah, urinal cakes.
Yeah, urinal cakes.
Mm-hmm.
You know the purpose of those things?
To both clean the urinal and make it smell good in there?
That's what I thought.
There's a different purpose?
There's a different purpose. They're like splatter guards to hold the pee back, pee splats.
Pee really?
Back. Yeah. You piss right into that urinal cake. Piss hard, too. You know how to pee hard? Like, you know how to force it out yeah. when you need to?
Uh-huh.
You know? Like, power stream. Jet mode activated.
Hydro pump.
Yeah, dude. Like, piss hard to get the poop stains off. You know? Extra clean.
Do him a favor.
Yeah, so the urinal cake, dude. So the urinal cake. All my life, man, I grew up trying to just softly pee in these urinals. And it would suck when, like, you're just, like, standing there. And, like, you know when sometimes there's, like, no privacy wall? So, like, you got to get right up next to the urinal yeah. sometimes. Like, okay, cool, because the privacy wall is, like, this big. 2-inch gaps on each side of it.
Yeah.
So, like, cool. So you're, like, standing close to it, pissing. And you just feel, like, your back of your hand's getting wet. You're like, great, great. So I was probably, like, I don't even know what age I was, but I was probably like 18 or 19 when I figured out just by trial and error that like, dude, if you full force into those things, nothing's coming back. Nothing's it's holding everything back, dude. It's holding it back. Front line. It's nice. I respect it. I respect a good urinal cake, dude.
Dude, that means it's got three purposes. Because it still makes it smell good and probably does some sort of cleanse.
Why would it clean? What does it clean?
Well, when you flush, I don't know. It's probably got some sort of, like, cleaner.
It's at the bottom, dude. To clean it.
Yeah, clean the drain. Clean the, I don't know.
I feel you. I
if you're peeing on it and there's no splash, what else is there to clean?
No, you know the nice, see, I think homes should have urinals.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't you think a urinal would be convenient?
It'd be more expensive than convenient, probably.
Because you'd still need a toilet.
Too. Yeah, you'd need a toilet, and then the urinal would only be used by the men. And
but,
you know,
dude,
not.
Some urinals probably never need cleaned.
Yeah.
Very seldomly, because they got, like, you know, when you flush your urinal, like, the water falls down from the top.
Yeah, but home toilets don't need cleaned that often. Public toilets need cleaned, like, very often, but home toilets don't need cleaned that often.
It's true.
You know? I think it would be sick, but it would also, you'd need way more space in your bathroom. You'd need, like, extra plumbing capabilities in your bathroom to have
it'd
two
be
flushing.
Rough, dude. It'd be rough.
I would say. But both of you could go to the bathroom at the same time.
I wonder if a girl can use a urinal.
I think they have, like, devices.
What?
They have, I think there's a little thing that girls can use to, like, pee outside so that they can, like, aim it. And so they could then use a urinal if they really wanted to. Probably easier just to use a toilet, though. For all parties.
Literally, dude. Literally. Yeah, that's true. You ever used a bidet?
Mm-mm. Never have.
No?
I've been interested. Have you?
Yeah.
Where?
Yeah. At a house I was remodeling.
Really?
Yeah, the homeowners had one. Definitely pooping in this thing. It's cool.
How does it work?
So it was a Japanese one in the nightclub when they were talking about those Japanese like style toilets. It was exactly what it was. So nice, dude. I looked it up on Amazon because I was like, I need this toilet. It was like 5 G's.
Really? Damn, I can't. More than my first car.
Literally. It was great.
More than both my first cars combined.
Automatic toilet seat. Automatically opens up. Automatically opens down. Sick. Automatic flush.
Sick.
Heated seat, heated toilet seat.
Luxury.
Lit up toilet seat and toilet bowl.
Wow.
So the bowl lights up so you're not peeing in the dark.
Self-cleaning?
Probably.
Probably.
It's the bidet is built into the toilet. So basically you could flush like regular, wipe, whatever. Then you have like you hit this bidet thing and it comes up, cleans it. And then comes up, dries it, and then that's it. So that's one. That was a special toilet, right? And then redid another house in Naples where they had an actual bidet that was a separate one. We installed it. It was brand new. So I was like, being that we're the only one that's I wouldn't use it. This one is different because these people had basically that a huge master bathroom, and you walked into their bathroom, and then inside that bathroom was like a powder room where it was literally just a room with a toilet and a bidet. That's it. High ceilings too, super high ceiling. I hated painting that room. But yeah, so I was like, let me use that one, and that one's no.
That Wait, one's, you'd move from the toilet to the bidet to clean. That's strange.
Yes.
I'd rather just wipe. Yes.
You would. Yeah, you would. Now you know. So if you ever see it and you're in that scenario, just say, I'll skip it. But if you ever see like a super nice toilet and one's like built-in bidet, yeah. Especially with the drying feature. Because that's what I was thinking. When I used it, like my boss was like, oh, you got to use it. They're like, try it out. I was like, okay. Like, I wasn't really thinking of much of it, but I was like, all right. And I tried it. And then, like, as it's doing its thing, I was like, this sucks. I was like, I'm going to be wet, dude. and then it dried. And I was like, nice.
Solid.
Right when the water shut off.
I was like, nice. Walk out of there clean as a whistle.
Yeah. Nice. Nice.
Random question I had.
Yeah. Let's hear it.
Off the wall, but I was just randomly thinking about it earlier. Would you rather get $100,000 cash right now, or have the option to restart life with all of the knowledge and skills you currently have?
I don't care.
Yeah. See, I figured we'd both agree because I don't want to restart life. But I was thinking about it. Like, you know when you beat a video game and there's certain games where you can restart the game and have the same inventory and, like, level and stuff? So you can just, like, blast through the next run through and
get
special stuff. I just wouldn't want to restart my life. But
not me.
But imagine what your life would be like if you started your life with, like, all this experience and knowledge. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. No, it'd be great. But I don't know. Life's life, man. Life is life. That's a cool thought to entertain. But for me, right where my head went, obviously the 100K, I wouldn't want to restart life. I feel like I was blessed with my life, but blessed with my wife for sure.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't want to restart. I wouldn't give up. I wouldn't give that up for anything.
Yeah.
I wouldn't restart for anything. But plus two, I could use 100K.
Yeah.
Give me 100K. Where's this offer stand?
What would you do with 100K if it was given to you right now, off the top of your head?
If I had 100K.
First thing that comes to your head.
If I had 100, if 100K right now, somebody gives it to me, I'm going to probably
pay off all your debt.
Yeah, because I don't have
that. I shouldn't say all your debt. Yeah, you don't have too much.
I just have my car to pay off. I'd pay off my car and then. Honestly, bro, that's money is definitely going to get invested somewhere. So I really just look for what I feel like the best opportune time is, like real estate or like right now, you know, 100K, you ain't buying a house. So I could put a downy on a house, but then I still got to pay the payment. 100K can only make that stretch so far. So I would probably look for like somewhere in Texas where I might be lucky to get a house like 150K, and that way put 100 down on it, finance the 50K, pray and hope that neighborhood thrives, you know? Like, that's what you gotta do, man. Westbrook, when I was looking at a house in Westbrook for 250, when I worked construction, you remember me telling you about that?
Uh-huh.
Literally, we had talked to the realtor, talked to the builder, like, we were gonna get a house built for 250 in Westbrook because you could get in for so cheap right when it started because there was, like, 5 houses in the neighborhood, and it was all like dirt development, you know. It wasn't like nice like it is now, but it's beautiful, dude. And I knew from location, I was like, that's where I want to be. So 250. But at the time where I was working construction, that 250 was like just cutting it. Like it was like, I make this much, and like this is gonna be like, So we didn't do it. That house now is going for like $600,000.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Neighborhood's fully flourished. So, like, and if you
just... gorgeous in there.
Yeah. Oh, it is, dude. Oh, that's cool. Another thing, too, that's been, like, some crazy news this week was that YSL indictment. Something that I don't feel like we really have much place speaking on, but I did want to kind of touch on it. I just don't know a lot of the situation, so I feel like I'm kind of far off to speak on it. But from the way I see it, and if you're tapped into the situation, don't come at me with a pitchfork.
Inform us, because we are slightly ignorant to it.
Yeah, but I would just say too. I mean, if anything, okay. Let me just back up. For people who don't know, YSL's, from my knowledge, YSL's a rap group that is currently undergoing some sort of RICO case about, you know, racketeering charges like that, gang-related charges for in Atlanta. And it's a whole big thing. So what I'll say is I just feel like, I don't know, I feel like it's few and far between to see, like, I just think people got to be careful, man. Like, I really don't know if they are a gang or if they're not, if they're affiliated and whatever which way. I'm far from that, any kind, you know, of that lifestyle. I have no clue. But I feel like they are, I don't know, I feel bad if they're not. It's like, dude, they're going through crazy stuff, and, like, these cops are just, you know, there's this whole huge case going on, and, like, I don't know that it's for nothing, you know? Again, they could be affiliated, who knows? But it's just, like, I don't know. I guess a lot of people, my first thought was that, oh, they listen to their rap music, and now it's, like, They've gotten, you know, busted from that. But I do think it goes deeper than that. But they are in court referencing their songs and their music. So it makes you kind of think twice, like, you know.
Would there be any evidence if, like, they weren't convicted of any crimes or whatever, or gang activity? If it weren't for the songs, like, would there be any evidence of their affiliation?
Yeah, and it also makes me wonder, like, from, like, a RICO case is generally, from what I've seen, and this was, like, in a TV show that I saw this, so I don't know if it's, like, legit, but a RICO case is, like, big, bro. I'm talking, like, whole government, like, you know, district attorneys and state attorneys and stuff like that, federal attorneys and stuff like that.
This says, I'll just read it, says, it was passed in 1970. Racketeering Influenced and Corrupt Organizations Act, RICO, is a federal law designed to combat organized crime in the United States. It allows persecution and civil penalties for racketeering activities performed as part of an ongoing criminal enterprise.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's huge.
Yeah. Oh, it's huge, dude. And so with that, it's like, how long have they been being, like, under, like, investigated, you know? It's just crazy. Young Thug's been making music forever, and it's just crazy.
Racketeering. I didn't know what that really meant. Dishonest and fraudulent business dealings.
That basically means racketeering is when you get, like, caught in
doing dirty business?
Not even. It's basically, like, say that, we are driving in a car, we get pulled over, I have a gun that's illegal on me, and you're going to get in trouble for racketeering. Just while the case is, like, up in the air, they'd be like, oh, whose gun is this, yada yada, and then, like, you're going to probably go to jail for racketeering, for being involved in something like that. Being involved in some sort of criminal activity.
Okay.
Wrong place, wrong time. Yeah. Allegedly. Yeah, but no, it's crazy. That whole thing, I was like, dang, dude, when I seen it come out, and there was like 20-something of them that ended up, I don't know. That's crazy, man. It's crazy. You've got to be careful out here. Also, be good.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering. Like, sometimes whenever, I know it's like, again, I'm ignorant to a lot of it, so, like, it's not my place to speak on it, but especially when I see like these rappers and stuff that have a whole enterprise, like the whole, a whole, you know, giant business around their name and their music and stuff like that. It just makes me wonder, like, why would you do dirty business? And like, you know,
especially when you're on that level. Yeah.
Yeah, because like you can make clean money so easily at, but again, it's like, I guess part of it's like a culture thing too, where it's like that's just part of who you are to a certain extent in some cities, and
that's what just makes me wonder though. It's like, how could
social groups,
like Young Thug's not the only huge rapper that's in the group, you know, Gunna worldwide, like all the, like a lot of the people are big time rappers, so it's like they're making real honest money through that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where it kind of like, that's where I wonder, like, I don't know. Just imagine they come out like, say like, wrong guys. You know what I mean? Like, what if the government's wrong on it?
Yeah.
You know, that would be crazy.
Yeah.
Sheesh.
It does make you think though about certain people and what they rap about. Cause there's a lot of people that cap, you know, there's a lot of people that cap and like, don't,
sure,
you know, they just rap because of the culture and because of like what, you know, like there's even people that I know for a fact don't like do crazy schemes like that, but they rap about doing it just because it's like part, you know, part of the culture.
Yeah.
That's why I love whenever, I don't know, I guess it's kind of side topic, but like, I just love when people rap about honest, like they're them, you know what I mean? Like honestly them, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no.
They don't put on any front or any character or anything like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, dude. That's the best.
I don't listen to really any Young Thug or Gunna or any of that group though, so I can't say, you know, I don't know anything about them.
Yeah, I don't really either. I don't really listen to their music either.
It's just a crazy story.
It is. Yeah.
It's all over the news right now.
It is, yeah. It is. I used to listen to their music a lot too. Like, back in the day, when I had subwoofers, bro, there was a point where you're only looking for music that sounds good in subs. You can't hear the lyrics anyway. So, give a crap, you know, like, you're not hearing that anyway. So, it's like, what's going to thump hard and thump solidly? And Young Thug and Gunna, on point, dude. I used to listen to a lot of that, but, I mean, again, never really heard much of the lyrics. I miss subwoofers, dude. I miss subs. I don't. I do, but I don't. I wouldn't put them in, like, my Infinity or anything like that. But I had it in the Dakota, remember?
Yeah, you did.
My truck.
Mm-hmm.
Thing thumped, dude. Little 12-inch
rock. Did you sell those separately, or did you sell that with the truck?
I sold it with it.
So Nick's thumping now.
Yeah, he is, dude. I asked him too. I was like, "He thumping?" Because I asked him if it worked. Because when I sold it to him, it wasn't powering on. And I think he did. He did get it to work. Solid. I think thumps.
He's rolling around listening to Young Thug now.
Nah, he ain't gonna listen to Young Thug. He listens to like 90s hip hop, the good stuff. I heard him every time I hear the truck. I'm like, I love it.
I bet.
It.
Every I time it starts it, up.
Yeah. I know exactly when it starts up. Like, I'll hear it. I'm like, I know it.
Like, I remember that engine.
And I hear him pull on 41. Shifting gears. That's why I miss shifting gears.
That was a cool truck.
It was. It is, man. And he's got it right. He's got it right. He put the money that it needed. Yeah. I'm just like, oh, I miss it. Solid truck, man. Yeah, shout out Nick, though. Ow, dude. When we were skating the other day, smacked my ankle, dude.
Dude, all of us are dealing with that.
And my ankle is, like, so hurt. Like, it's, like, so, like, bruised.
Tender.
It hit right here.
Yeah, dude, I've got the same thing on the same leg. When we were at Ride Nature, was it last weekend? Yeah, last Sunday. I hit skating the mini ramp. I don't remember what I did, but I hit the side of my ankle, and it's been tender ever since. And then last night when we were skating, I was hitting my freaking shins, hitting my ankles.
Rough.
Dude,
I remember teachers used to think I was abused in school because of all the, I'd skate in shorts and I'd have hella bruises when I'd go to school, like all over my legs from skating and like scratches.
Oh, no. What kind of parent would hit you in the leg though?
For real. Like they just hit you with a freaking
wooden stick in the leg. Yeah.
Dicks. Brian, you didn't do the dishes.
That would hurt, dude.
So glad our parents never hit us.
They never hit you? Wait, you never got hit?
Dude, the other day there was some kids talking about allowances and they were talking about something like how much they get for chores and kid was saying he got like 20 and another kid's like, you get 20, I only get like 5. And then I just look at both of them, you guys got paid to do chores?
That's hilarious. That's hilarious. What'd they say?
They laughed.
That's hilarious. Dude, StockX, you know what StockX is?
Yeah.
The sneaker app?
Mm-hmm.
Bro, they're getting sued by Nike for selling fake sneakers.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And they're a big time app. I mean, that's where a lot of people go to get shoes. Which is crazy. You would think, too. I was listening to a podcast and I brought this to light and I was like, you know, it makes sense. The thing with StockX is they always have shoes available and it makes you wonder. It's like with any shoe, it's going to be generally not available in stores, you know, any shoe. It's like Yeezys or Adidas, but you can't find them in any Adidas store ever. Mm-hmm. Never be able to. And even like Jordan 1s or whatever that or like Dunks that do come out in the Nike store, Finish Line, any shue store, generally gone. Like even nowadays, dude, you remember how hard back in the day it was for me to find those Air Forces?
Yeah.
When we went to Nashville.
Uh-huh.
You cannot find, you could never do that again in today's day and age.
Really?
No, 100%. I mean, I couldn't find it here back in the day. Like, back. I made the calls before we left, but it wasn't until we got to Nashville, still didn't have them. So I found them in, like, Franklin, Tennessee or something, like a city outside of Nashville. But everybody and their mother has Air Forces now, so you couldn't find them like that. But it just makes you wonder where StockX always has any type of shoe available. It's like, how, you know?
Yeah.
If all the resellers get them, it's like, how? Crazy. People were saying, dude, people, big time buyers, big time investors from, or big time like purchasers from StockX, saying that, you know, they did like, or maybe Nike people, I don't know, someone was saying that they did like trials of it and they would order like 5 shoes from StockX and like 1 of every 5 pairs were fake. So like if you order five pairs of shoes, at least one of those five are going to be fake.
Wow.
Which is like just crazy.
I wonder how big of a lawsuit that'll be. Especially going against Nike.
Nike, I know, right? Because you're selling, yeah. It's crazy because they're probably, StockX is huge. Like StockX sponsors like skaters. I mean, they're huge, huge. And I mean, way bigger than skate industry. But mm-hmm. when you got to think, Nike also backs, they're freaking way bigger. It's got to be weird when StockX has a partnership with Nike to sell their sneakers. And then they're selling also fake sneakers and calling them Nikes.
Yeah.
That's like, if that's basically if you,
it ruins the integrity fake sneakers of Nike.
From Nike. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Because it's like, dude, aren't you supposed to be, you know, like,
it's their responsibility to uphold the integrity of Nike as a company. So if you're giving people fake sneakers and calling them Nike.
I felt bad because, you know, you see the new April skate park, Shane O'Neill. So Shane O'Neill is sponsored by Nike. And he's got a StockX lounge.
Yeah.
He's got a big old StockX emblem on his like skateboard wall.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't know. I just wonder, like, you know, because literally Shane O'Neill has a shoe on Nike. Obviously, there's probably not even fake Shane O'Neill shoes because I mean, the real ones are what, $60, $100?
Yeah.
But it's like, really, like, if they're selling, think about it, you're Nike. Nike sponsors, it's Nike Skateboarding, Nike SB sponsors Shane O'Neill, but then also StockX sponsors Shane O'Neill. Now, Nike and StockX have a partnership together so that StockX can sell Nike shoes. And then think about, like, what Nike thinks. Nike's probably like, dude, what the heck is going on? Because StockX selling fake Nikes, sponsoring people like that mm-hmm. who are also sponsored by Nike.
Yeah.
So it's like,
I wonder how all that works.
You know, because then Ashad or Shane, whoever has, you know, multiple sponsorships, both skating Nikes when he skates, like Robert Neal has both sponsorships too. Uh-huh. Is he sponsored by Nike? Yeah, he is, right?
I don't know.
I know he's got the StockX.
I don't think he is.
I don't think he is. I know he's got the StockX sponsorship. So this is a perfect example. This is a perfect example. From Nike's standpoint, StockX is out here sponsoring skaters. Dunks are big to skate in now. Imagine Robert Neal is skating fake dunks. Granted, he probably wants to with the price of dunks. Why wouldn't you skate the fake ones? But because they're going to get ripped up anyway. But like, you know, it's probably messed up.
That is weird. I wonder what the contracts look like. Because I don't, Shane O'Neal is sponsored by StockX.
I would imagine he's got a big old
I was wondering how that works because maybe
I mean, dude, if
it could be that they're affiliated with April. It could not be under because Shane O'Neal, as Shane O'Neal, has a contract with Nike for his footwear sponsor, and so he gets all his shoes from Nike. He doesn't get shoes from StockX, I imagine, per the contract. Like, I doubt Nike would be cool with him just getting like whatever shoes he wants from whatever brand when he's on Nike, but. They might be affiliated with April Skateboards because April Skateboards is not under contract with Nike like Shane O'Neal is. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. They could like be an invest. They could have invested in the skateboard brand April. You know what I mean? And help fund that skate park.
That makes sense. I'm looking on their website to see if there's any affiliation.
Because I thought that the only skaters, I thought there was only a couple skaters that are like sponsored by StockX, like as in like. You know, could get boxes of shoes sent to them from StockX. And I know Robert Neal is one of them. But I didn't think Shane was. I know he don't get shoes from StockX, like packages. Because, or maybe he does. I don't know how those contracts work. I don't know how. I imagine Nike is pretty binding with their contracts, being Nike. You know what I mean? It's like how Red Bull makes you wear a Red Bull hat everywhere you go. You're on camera.
Yeah, I know, right? Literally. It's
like weird. But they paid the big bucks, so. Guess it makes sense.
So Robert was, before he took that StockX sponsorship, he was sponsored by Nike SB.
Oh.
So I think you're right about what you just said with Shane O'Neal's standpoint of it, because Shane does still have Nike.
Yeah.
And
that, I feel like that would be a conflict of interest unless April is what is affiliated with StockX and not Shane O'Neal.
Burberry Airy.
He's sponsored by StockX too?
Yeah. Yeah. The kid that's always wearing the StockX. Burberry Airy. It says Burberry Airy skating StockX authenticated Jordan 1s. So basically saying Burberry Airy skating fake Jordan 1s if they're StockX.
StockX authenticated. Oh, so he's skating fake Jordan 1s.
It's funny how he, hey. it's funny how he keeps the StockX tag on his shoe in the shoe world. That's like
whack.
Nobody would do that. Yeah, like anybody who buys like shoes from StockX, nobody's gonna like keep the tag on from StockX. But he gets ripped on it. Like people are like, oh, tell him to take the tag off, and I'm like, hey, asshole, he's sponsored by StockX.
Yeah.
That's like the one way you can determine the shoe.
That's the same as putting a sticker on a board.
Exactly. All his comments are flooded with, take the thing off. Guess what? It's how he tells the sponsorship. Same as that Red Bull hat. I cannot find the, I was looking for StockX skate team, but can't find it. To just get a list of all I found was Robert Neal and Burberry Airy.
I thought there was only a couple people that were technically sponsored by StockX. I don't think they have a skate team. They probably just hook up some skaters because of how big sneakers are in the skate world.
Bro, did you see the other day that kid, I think his name is Ty, what pro skater is there? Tyshawn. I think it's Tyshawn. He did a nollie, I think it was a nollie frontside heel flip over a trash can.
Yeah, standing up, right?
And floated over it.
Yep, going really fast,
too. He was in, like, easy slot, like, not slides, but, like, those foam runner things, which are basically slides. I was like, that's crazy, bro. Yeah. Nolly. At first, I thought it was fake.
You know he nolly like, kick-flipped cool. over one? He nolly flipped a trash How? Can upright. That doesn't make sense to me. Bro, I can't even nolly
flip up a curb. That doesn't make sense.
Yeah. You got to have hella pop.
How do you have that much pop in
He's
nolly?
Probably the only person in the world that could do that. Thiago Lemos, like, maybe would be able to match him with that. But maybe not, because that's crazy. That's crazy. You ready to wrap it up?
Yeah, we can wrap it up. Yeah, we can wrap it up, bro. This was a good episode. We covered some topics. Did some would you rathers. Would you rathers. Yeah, dude. Episode 119. We are approaching episode 120.
And before we wrap it up, you wanna touch on skating with snacks real quick before we wrap it up?
I do.
That might be a big part of our summer. Summer's coming up.
Yeah, summer's coming up.
Right around the corner.
Summer's coming up. Make sure you got your fruit in hand and your board in the other.
Drink a lot of water. It's gonna be hot out there.
It is, dude. Nah, I'm excited for what we got planned. Everything with skating with snacks. Shout out Kyle. And everybody working behind the scenes on this.
Sorry to cut you off, but I do want to say real quick. Can I share our skate experience with just the local, like the days we've had the last couple weeks of like trying to skate and having no luck and how crappy it is around here?
Go ahead.
So it's hard to skate around here. Really, there's really not many options, and it's been hard for skating with snacks too, because back when there were skate parks, skating with snacks had an outlet to like reach kids and give out snacks and waters and, you know, build a little community and stuff. But there's no skate parks at all. Where I'm talking where we live, like as far as like places we want to just drive quick 5-10 minutes, like there's nowhere. We had one schoolyard we would skate at all the time since we were kids. The lights don't come on at night anymore. So it's not skatable at night. Our favorite spots downtown, we tried skating the other day. There's now security patrolling, like, on weekends. So that's not... Weekends are when Danny and I skate, so it's just... And just as a kid, from a kid's standpoint, it's just... It's been outrageous, because where do kids skate? Because we can drive. Danny and I can drive to Lehigh Acres and skate the park. We can drive down to Naples 30 minutes away. Like, we can drive over the bridge to Cape 30 minutes away. Drive up to Ride Nature 30 minutes away. But if you're a kid getting out of school or something, you got to beg your parents to like get a ride at after school or whatever to go skate somewhere. There's just nowhere to skate. So this has been like something we're dealing with heavy, and something that like skating with snacks and us have been like on a mission to kind of, you know, build something. But I did cut you off. I just wanted to kind of add that little tidbit for perspective for anyone listening.
Yeah, no, but you're good, bro. Speak on it. That's real. That's real. Yeah, I mean, no, I'm hyped for what we're doing, what we got planned, what everybody involved with skating with snacks has got planned for the summer, doing like a back to school event where, you know, I think if all goes as planned, it will be held at Lehigh. It's just a back to school event where we're going to be giving away, book bags, school supplies.
Yeah.
So
last year we did the Go Skate Day event where we gave away helmets and skateboards and just gave out pallet of water and fruits and snacks and stuff like that, cooked burgers and hot dogs, and it was a great, great time. It's going to be the same this year, just we're adding also the school elements and giving away school supplies for, you know, families that it's hard sometimes, you know, to afford, maybe not necessarily like pencils and folders and stuff like that, because all that's relatively cheap, but like backpacks, a nice backpack, solid lunchbox, like things like that. These are things that, you know, I remember that being hard for our mom to like afford. Yeah. And like get hooked up. We'd have to have hand-me-downs or whatever little cheap bags we could get. So yeah. We want to help the community in any way we can.
Yeah, dude, I'm hyped for it.
Me too.
I'm hyped for it. Yeah, so if you know anybody, or if you have access to, you know, school supplies, if you're looking to donate, you know, it's definitely going to a good cause. You can email cityofpalmspodcast@gmail.com, or you can, you know, hit us up DMs on Instagram.
Yeah, contact us. Or Skating with Snacks, skatingwithsnacks.org.
Yeah. Yeah, or Skating with Snacks, definitely. You can DM Skating with Snacks on Instagram, too, that way as well. But, yeah, it would definitely, any contributions are greatly appreciated, and they're going to do a good cause. So keep it in mind. Think about it. Pray about it. And we appreciate it.
And as the summer approaches, and as you know, with we are doing our podcast into the summer, you'll be hearing more and more about it as the plans come together. And yeah, we got some ideas on how we want to continue promoting it and make sure it's a good turnout, and a lot of families show up and show out, have fun skating, and hopefully benefit. You know, whether it's from some healthy foods for the day and a meal, or case of water if we can give it to them, or
yeah,
or school supplies if that's what they need, or and skate stuff, you know, if they need a fresh skateboard.
Oh yeah,
nice helmet. Yeah. And then hopefully down the road skate parks. Let's do it.
Yeah, you know what it is, man.
Where can they find us at, Danny?
You can find us at City of Palms Podcast anywhere you listen to a podcast. I'm talking Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Tidal, anything, man.
YouTube's
the best route. If you want to watch what we're doing, see the studio, all the work we've put in, all the work that the man, Brian, puts in on editing behind the scenes. He kills these edits. Check us out on YouTube.
If you don't have time for the podcast, they're kind of lengthy sometimes, go to the social media pages. We got Instagram clips, all that fun stuff.
Yeah, we got Instagram clips, highlight clips on the Instagram page. Check that out. Not so much on TikTok anymore. Tried it. Yeah, we'll stick to Reels on IG. So pop on the IG, subscribe to the YouTube, make sure post notifications are turned on because new episodes every Monday.
And we just might be going live here pretty quick.
Hit them with that outro biscuit.